Children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. Tablet 7. Jews become separated from the house of Israel. Jews are the house of Judah. The first time the name Jew appears in the Bible is in 2 Kings 16, verse 6. It has never been used as the name for the children of Israel. At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elath to Syria and drave the Jews from Elath, and the Syrians came to Elath and dwelt there unto this day. So Ahaz, king of Judah, sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, I am that servant and thy son. Come up and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, which rise up against me. 2 Kings 16, verse 6 through 7. It can clearly be seen here that the Jews are the people from Judah, and Israel refers to the house of Israel. It was both the house of Israel and Syria who fought against the Jews, the house of Judah, in war. This house of Israel in the Bible is also called Samaria and Ephraim. It is true that the Jews, house of Judah, and the house of Israel, both were the children of Israel. But only the tribes of Judah and Benjamin and the priest of the tribe of the Levites with them were called Jews. The other 10 tribes, including Ephraim and Manasseh, were called the house of Israel. As it was prophesied by Israel, in his last moments of death, his name was given to Ephraim and Manasseh. Let thy name be named on them. Genesis 48, verse 16. With this separation of the Jews from the house of Israel, the destiny of the birthright, material possession, and the spiritual blessing, scepter, were also separated. The kingly domination and spiritual blessing stayed with the Jews because the tribe of Judah was with them, and the birthright, or material possession, a nation and a company of nations, went to the house of Israel, which included the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh. Prophets predict the fall of the house of Israel and the Jews. Before Assyria overthrew the house of Israel, and then later on the Babylonians overthrew the house of Judah, Jews, many prophets predicted the event, that the children of Israel would be captured and taken away. Many of the house of Israel leave their country even before the attack of the Assyrians. With these predictions, many people of the house of Israel left their country and traveled abroad. The most logical direction of their immigration was toward the west and northwest, because in the south, north, and east, many nations had already been established. Also, the hostile Assyrians were approaching their country from the east. To the south was also their enemy, Egypt, Pharaoh. The study of geography and history also supports this. In addition, the Book of Mormon clearly shows that many people were in stress and had fled from the house of Israel to emigrate to the west. The two tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, children of Joseph, were in the house of Israel. Many of them left their country even before the attack of the Assyrians. In the Book of Mormon, it is described that some of the people of Samaria left their country and came to America. Also, the people mentioned in the Book of Mormon were descendants of Joseph. And it came to pass that my father, Lehi, also found upon the plates of brass a genealogy of his father, wherefore he knew that he was a descendant of Joseph. The Book of Mormon, 1 Nephi 5, verse 14. This was predicted by the Lord when he said that the seed of Jacob shall spread abroad to the west and to the east. Genesis 28, verse 14. The house of Israel is captured by the Assyrians. Until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets, so was Israel carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. 2 Kings 17, verse 23. The remainder of the house of Israel was captured by the Assyrians, and they were carried out of their land to the east. They were replaced by many people from other nations. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon, and from Kutha, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria, house of Israel, instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria, and dwelt in the cities thereof. 2 Kings 17, verse 24. Not only was the house of Israel carried away from their lands, but also others took their lands. The house of Judah, Jews, falls also. At that time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, the capital of Judah, and the city was besieged. 2 Kings 24, verse 10. And he, Nebuchadnezzar, carried away all Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths. None remained, save the poorest sort of the people of the land. 2 Kings 24, verse 14. Not only did the house of Israel fall, but the house of Judah fell also. However, they were not replaced by other people from other nations, but the same people of Judah stayed there, although their royal people and craftsmen were taken away.